Hello, good evening.
Hello. Yes.
My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Lynette Roper, please?
Okay. This is she.
All right, ma'am. All right. Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone. And we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, or mixed race?
African-American.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
67.
All right, thank you. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definite vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definite vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
All right, 10. All right, ma'am, so thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Satisfied,
okay. All right, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
It's just approve or disapprove?
Yes, I have a strongly approved. Somewhat approved, somewhat disapproving, and strongly disapproved.
Do you have a somewhat approved?
Yes, somewhat approved. That's the second
choice. Okay.
All right, somewhat approved. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay? You may, like a neutral. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one would be J.D. Vance from 0 to 100.
Probably, probably, 25.
Okay. Joe Biden.
75.
The Democratic Party as a whole.
75.
Kamala Harris.
65.
Donald Trump.
2.
Okay. The Republican Party.
25.
Project 2025. 25. And Tammy Bowen.
80.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Kamala Harris,
okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Okay, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for her, okay, for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As a district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in non-violent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men, you know, for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. With that, after hearing that, would that say not, is not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Okay, somewhat convincing.
But you can give it any number, okay? 10 is very convincing, and 5 is somewhat, and 0 is not convincing at all. 10 is very convincing.
Okay, give me 8.
8, okay. All right, thank you. All right, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It is about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that will reverse the overturning of Roe versus Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
So there's no number for that one.
Yeah, you can give me any number from 0 to 10. That's the scale is from 0 to 10.
Okay. And 10 is very convincing?
Yes, ma'am. That's the last one. Very convincing.
Okay. Give me a 5.
A 5 on that one. That's okay. All right, Kamala. The last one says Kamala Harris is focused, you know, on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want, you know, more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people, like, you know, get ahead. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
10. Is it very
10,
convincing?
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once, you know, more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote, ma'am?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. And once again, please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay? But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, that we almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have I'm going to read you, I really appreciate your time, okay? And I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024, okay? Please rate each is using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. But you can select any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who, in return, take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contribution from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it is more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so, you know, that working people can get ahead. Would you say that statement is not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
From 0 very to 10. Convincing. Very convincing. Is that 10?
Yes, ma'am. 10 will be. Okay. All right.
Okay.
If Donald Trump is if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and mega extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promise diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with the second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And mega Republicans are banning books and outlawing, you know, the accurate teaching of history and of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors, you know, all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we went to history, our children learn to emphasize the, you know, the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race. We must vote to achieve that. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
From 0 to 10. Okay.
10.
What number would you say? Okay. All right, man. The last 10. One says elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump packed, you know, Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe versus Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws, which help people of color gain access to equal employment and education opportunity. Roll back the Voting Rights Act made it easier to carry a gun in public and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out of control court trying to roll back our rights. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Yeah.
Okay, number 10. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of the survey, again, okay, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, okay, but once again, if the election for president were held today and the candidate were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and once again, please write me your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential election, congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you may use any number.
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate degree.
Okay, some college or vocational certificate, like associate degree, right?
Associate degree is like a 2-year college.
2-year college. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay, divorce. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that was the last question. This concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time and help with this survey, okay? You have a great evening.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Huh? Bye-bye.